Hi guys, long time no see. 我是 Jenny.
Hey, I was gonna say that.
Aww.
Aww, hey guys, I'm Adam. Long time no see.
Actually, we never see you guys.
That's true. Yeah.
对，大家是听我们。Long time no listening.
Long time no listen.
哎 ，long time no see 到底是不是 Chinglish 中式英语
？Oh, it's my favorite topic to talk about. The short answer is no.
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 Really?
It is 100% natural English. I.Promise you.
Oh, 是吗？那今天我们 we shall investigate. 我们要来调查一下 long time no see 的起源，然后呢，告诉大家一下，除了 long time no see， 还有什么其他的方法可以表达好久不见？那除了听我们的双语脱口秀呢，如果你想把英语学得更好，其实有一个更加完整、更加快的方法，就是成为开言的会员，因为我们每天都有放送新课，然后这些课就是涉及到生活、工作、出国旅游。美国文化的方方面面都是最常用的话题，最常用的英语，而且都是由我们的北美外教主播为大家用英语讲解的，所以就像请了两位外教每天在教你一样。那我们已经有1000多节会员课程，并且每天发新课，而且我们的 APP 里面有很多的功能可以方便大家学习。你可以先到我们的微信公众号点击菜单免费试用一下，之后呢升级的话也非常的优惠，学习一年只要618。OK, check it out. 好，那今天呢我们主要讲这个 long time no see 嘛，好久不见。I still can't believe this is not Chinglish.
Well, I mean, what I like to say to my friends is that it was probably the first Chinglish. So I call it Chinglish Prime.
中式英语鼻祖是吧 ?Chinglish Prime.
Right. Yeah, this was, I mean, obviously, well, I've said this before, I really want to say it again.I do remember being in China with a Chinese textbook and learning that phrase and just seeing that on the page, right? The 好久不见 and thinking like, oh my goodness. I've been saying that for 25 years and I've never once thought about it.
所以这就为什么 Adam 说 long time no see 也不算 Chinglish,因为 native speaker 用的非常的广泛。
We all say it. So it was probably...You know, how 100 years ago, 200 years ago, was probably an old Chinese lady in San Francisco saying, you know, long time, just literally translating, how久, well, probably, 好久没见啦.
广东话.
Yeah, probably, right? So just long time no see, 啦.
对,其实英语里面也有一些说法是源于可能其他外国的语言,然后他们把它翻译成英语,就是用这种 broken English, or I learned a new word today, pigeon English.
Pigeon, right. So this pigeon is not... The bird.
不是那鸽子。
No. This is what happens when people from other parts of the world go to new parts of the world. They have to communicate with each other. So they have to do it in the only way they really can, which is to use their own language with the other person.
对，但是后来他就是对英语本身也有影响，对吗？然后就像 long time no see, 现在 native speakers, it's so widespread and commonly used that it's considered English.
It is, yeah.
但是我要说的啊 ,long time no see 是 OK 的，可是不 OK 的是
Very long time no see.
就太 literal 了，很久，好久，对不对？ Very long time no see, that's not OK.
Right.
Alright, now let's look at some different ways to say long time no see.
Okay, so one of the easiest ways and a very, very natural way is just to make long time no see shorter.
还可以更短吗?
Right, because we don't know the see part. I'm seeing you now as I say it. So I can just say...Long time.
Long time.
Hey, long time.
Hey, long time.
Long time.
Oh, okay. 其实好久啊，就是好久不见的意思。
Yeah.
就街上比如遇到一个朋友 you run into someone、who you haven't seen for a long time, you can just say,
Hey, Jenny, long time.
Hey, Adam, yeah, long time. I haven't seen you in a while.
I haven't seen you in a while. I think you owe me money. Don't say that.
Just give it to me over WeChat.
Yeah, just give me a WeChat, exactly.
好，前面我说那个 I haven't seen you in a while, 是不是也可以说 I haven't seen you for a while?
Yeah, they're the same. In a while, for a while.
反正就是记住这个 a while 是一个蛮长的时间。
Right.
所以这一句比刚刚那个 Hey, long time 就长好多。
Yeah, I mean, it's long, but we do say it. We do say it.
就还是蛮口语的是吧
Right.
好，那我们喜欢短的啦，又短又口语。
Yes, exactly.
接下来说点短的。
Okay, how about it's been so long.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
It's been so long. Mm. 对，就是不一定要把那个 time 说出来，对吗？
Right, you don't need to say the exact amount of time. You just need to say, oh, it's been so long. But be careful, guys. You can't just say, so long.
Oh, 对，因为 so long 是 goodbye,
goodbye
的意思、
right.
是吗
okay. So it's a little strange if you're just seeing a person for the first time. Hey, goodbye.
Hey, so long.
So long.
Okay. 这个 it's been so long, it's been 怎么怎么样是、mm. it has been、
right.
但口语里面我们通常就是 you know, you make a contraction、
right.
就变成 it has been. 好，那除了 it's been so long 还可以说 oh, it's been too long.
Oh yeah, this, I'm thinking about like my aunt saying this. Oh, it's been too long. Oh, you're so big now.
对，这个 too long 就是好像有点 complain, 怎么那么久没见到你啊、
yeah.
oh. 你应该早点来看我呀，这样是不是？
Right, I mean another one that's very, very similar is it's been forever.
Oh, 对，这个也是很夸张。当然不是 eternity, like forever, forever.
forever.
但是就是我们会夸张的用，是吧？
Mm, right.
Oh, Adam, it's been forever.
Right, yeah.
Where have you been?
Oh, I've just been working.
Been what?
Working.
Working. Mm. Jenny makes me work Jenny, all the time.
Jenny makes me work all
that's
the time.
That's why NT I haven't seen in a while.
Right. That's why it's been quite a while, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's been quite a while.
It's been quite a while. This one, I don't know, this one sounds kind of serious to me. I'm not sure why.
It's been quite a while.
It's been quite a while.
哎，对，就听起来。
The other ones sound like they could be very, very, very fun. Like, oh my God, you're saying it in a very high voice.
对,
this one sounds more like serious, like it's been a while.
很深沉，很沉重的啊。
Yes.
好，那What about using questions?
Yeah.
The rhetoric questions. They're not really They're, asking the other person.
Right. We don't need the answer here, but we're just using the question to make a statement. Like, for example, how long has it been?
I wish you guys could see Adam's facial expression. 就是很夸张的，真的好像我有多久没见你。How long has it been?
Oh my goodness, how long has it been?
对，其实就像 Adam 说的，你也不是真的问那个人啦、
right.
只是说、哦、我们真的好久不见、mm. 是吗？好，那还有一个常用的 question 就是
Has it been that long?
对，这个真的就是好像四五十岁、五六十岁，我们爸爸妈妈那个年纪的人、mm. 见到他一些年轻时候的朋友，就是、mm. 现在大家都做爷爷奶奶了、
wow.
然后 Has it been that long?
Well, time flies.
对，真的 time flies、mm. 时光飞逝啊！哎，我觉得有小孩了以后会发现就是真的 time flies、
mm.
but 很有意思很矛盾的是每一天的日子就觉得好慢哦、
mm.
You know, the days are long、
right.
But the years, they just fly by.
They fly by.
你觉得 you were just a baby and now you're going off to like elementary school.
Yeah, I mean, when I got to China, I was everybody's favorite ge. And then very quickly, I realized, yeah, yeah.
现在变 Adam 叔叔了。
Yeah, geez.
我也早变那 Jenny 阿姨了呀。
Well, it's all right, it's all right. Could be worse.
好的，那今天我们跟大家分享了很多 long time no see 哇、well, 分享了他有意思的故事然后还有一些 different ways of saying it 这个在日常生活中肯定很常用 so make sure you use them put them into practice
right
好那感谢大家的收听如果你想看到我们今天说的所有文本呢可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语在那里不仅有我们这一期和往期节目精彩的介绍你还可以免费体验我们的会员课程然后如果你觉得啊我几天听一次 Adam Spencer 的声音太久了没关系这个会员课程天天他们都会陪伴大家的 OK thank you for listening and we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys